Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters, the power of Christ daily, 22nd of September 2015, titled Your Neighbor. Your neighbor is a very important thing. Every one of God's word is important for our well-being, brothers and sisters. Yesterday, God dealt with us regarding loving our neighbor as yourself and thoughtless posting, needless deaths. People die. People just post, and they're killing people off without even realizing. Some people are dying because they are affected by it. It's also very, very timely post. Posting, because thoughtless posting. That is why this question of examining ourselves is extremely important, brothers and sisters. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Please go and read this thing. 2 Corinthians 13:5. As you keep meditating on that word, 2 Corinthians 13:5. On examining and testing and evaluating yourself, testing and proving yourself, testing that. And then 1 Corinthians 8:2. If you think you know something you do not know yet as you ought to know. Do not yet know anything, he says. 1 Corinthians 8:2 says, those who think they know something do not yet know anything as they should, as they ought to know. These two important scriptures, keep remembering, thinking. Because you want to please Jesus Christ, you need to do this. Examine yourself. Test yourself against everything you are doing, against the word of God, measuring against the word of God. And 1 Corinthians 8:2 is knowing every time you think you know, whether your heart and mind thinks it knows, remembering 1 Corinthians 8:2, that you do not know anything as you ought to know as yet, that you do not know anything as you should. Now today, the thing is your neighbor, very critical, because God says you do this, that means love your neighbor as yourself, after loving God, of course, then you will live. Continuously we do this. Now, James 4 verse 6, I'm reading from the Catholic edition. But he gives all the more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. God is opposing the proud, you know. He opposes the proud except those who are Christians. If you are a Christian, you won't be proud, lovers, isn't it? You examine yourself, you are all the time proud. Your heart and mind is proud. Your heart and mind. Now remember, when we say you, remember you are a spirit being and the Spirit of God has given life and Christ is in you. So we are not talking about you. We are talking about your heart and mind, my heart and mind. They are proud. They're proud. So when they're proud, we begin to deal with it step by step. When they want to be proud, immediately hammer them down in the name of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ, we can control them. We can renew our mind to be humble and our heart will change and be humble. That means, but off and on, they will try to rise up again. So when we say you, we are talking not about you, the spirit being, a spirit man. We are talking about your heart and mind. When I think I am proud, I mean my heart and mind story. I am a spirit being. God has given me life and Jesus is in me. Christ is in me. Now Christ has to be formed in my heart and mind. So let's remember that. God opposes the proud. Anyone with a heart, mind, God opposes the proud. But give grace to the humble. Now these three scriptures very important. First, examine ourselves, test ourselves, evaluate ourselves, test and prove yourself so that we are not considered counterfeits. The 2 Corinthians 13:5. 1 Corinthians 8:2. If anyone thinks it knows something, you do not know anything as you ought to know as yet. That's 1 Corinthians 8:2. 2 Corinthians 13:5. 1 Corinthians 8:2. 2 Corinthians 13:5, 1 Corinthians 8:2, important. Now, here, James 4:6, God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. Brothers and sisters, today, yesterday what happened? Now, a friend of mine is in the ICU, the Subang Jaya Medical Center, so I had to go there. And he's an old friend of mine. I'm talking about decades, you know. When we started business, we all knew together, we grew up together in the business. We are not classmates. In the business, and he's in ICU, and yes, My heart goes out to him and we ask him for mercy from Christ that he'll recover, recover completely and be the salt and light he ought to be. I've been witnessing to him for decades and he has known me for 20 years. From the time I was born again, he knew. I've been witnessing to him for 20 years. Off and on, off and on, off and on. He'd seen my life change, so he'll come and talk to me sometimes. But he has not really made a decision to follow Christ yet. And we are praying that he will come out of this. Merciful God will give him life. And he will begin to see what I see. Two, what happened later, so by the time I went there and came back and all that, there were several hours and we were talking about walking in the parking somewhere and walking in the haze. This temperature all came back. Thank Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give thanks in all things. So I give thanks in all things, even though temperature running now. Temperature running yesterday, lungs became bad when you came back, coughing like crazy. Give thanks in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because my husband of my soul told, give thanks in all things. All things. So at about 4 or 5 o'clock, it was very bad. You know, incessant coughing and this and that, and I'm just waiting on the Lord, and obviously I'm taking some herbs or whatever. Then, by thanks be to God, later recovered, because what happened? Later I have to go to the Kampung Tungku Crematorium in Putrajaya, because my classmate has passed away the day before. My classmate has passed away the day before. And he, you know, this from like a San Francisco institution, and he lives alone. And some friends had tetare with him that morning until 11:30, I think. And then later on, they find that later they're calling him and nobody is not answering. So they go, they break the door and all that. He's passed away on the bed. So, some of my classmates were here. We met together and of course the family members are there. It's a sad occasion for us because I know him well. In fact, we used to, when I moved school to high school, he was another high school in Malacca. I moved to, my father transferred to Ipoh, the Michael's institution. I was there. And after high school, he had come on holiday and stayed with us there. Albert E. Yukam, a very good friend of mine. Now, brothers and sisters, that is why the pastor was talking, was giving the sermon yesterday, said, life is but so short in time. But God says life is like a vapor. Life is like a vapor. Therefore, we should not assume things like this, that everything is fine. We have to humble ourselves. And now, yes, now we are going on into the who's your neighbor, neighbor. Now, you see, God has said that in Luke 10:25-27, Amplified Bible. You have answered correctly, that love God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said to him, you have answered correctly, do this habitually and you will live. But the question is, who is our neighbor? Neighbor, who is our neighbor? Who is our neighbor? Is it just because people staying beside my house, they are my neighbors? People staying on the right hand side, left hand side, behind me, forward, front, whatever. Are they my neighbors? Or is it only Christians are our neighbors? No, this is answered by Jesus himself in the parable of the Good Samaritan. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, the story is too long to read for this segment. It's about robbers who have hammered a man, stripped him of his clothes and beat him up, and they stole everything from him and they went on. This from Jerusalem to Jericho, this man was going. And then later a priest came by, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. He went to the other side and passed by, because the Israelite priests, when they're going to do service in the temple, they cannot touch blood and all that. They cannot be clean. So he didn't want to go to the side and touch. So this man is suffering there. But the priest left him and went off, because he has to go for service. That's what he's believing. That's what he believes. And then likewise, a Levite, there's also a priestly class of people, came down to place and saw him, passed by on the other side also. But a Samaritan, a foreigner, Samaritan means foreigner, a non-Israelite, you know, non-Jew, who was traveling, came upon him. When he saw him, he was deeply moved with compassion. Now, this is a key, yeah? Moved with compassion. and went to him and bandaged up his wound, pouring oil and wine on them to soothe and disinfect the injuries. This is good, important news for us, to know that we can pour olive oil and wine or any good oil, coconut oil and wine, into the, or we can also use alcohol to clean the wound. You know, hospitals, they use alcohol to clean wounds. You can do both of these to disinfect the injuries. And he put on his back own pack animal and brought him to an inn, it's like a hotel, and took care of him. And on the next day, he took the money and gave this innkeeper and said, take care of him, whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I can return. This is a stranger, a Samaritan, a foreigner, not a non-Jew, non-Israelite, doing this. And therefore, which of these, Jesus is asking, our Lord and Master, the husband of my soul, is asking this question. Which of these three do you think proved himself a neighbor to the man who encountered the robbers? 37. This is parable of a good Samaritan. 37. The one who showed compassion and mercy to him. Then Jesus said to him, the man answered that, the people answered, the one who showed compassion and mercy to him. Then Jesus said to him, go and constantly do the same. So therefore, our neighbor is anybody we're coming in contact with. Anybody we're coming in contact with. Let's say we are in a car park and somebody is already, about to get into the car park. And then you try to rush in there because of an important meeting you have. And then your boss is going to shout at you or something. You cut in. You're breaching this law. You're breaking God's law. You should let that fellow go. Then what about my job? What about my boss? Have faith in Christ to see you through. This is why Christ came, to give us faith in him, to see him through. We depend on his faith, on Christ's faith that raised him up. Have faith in Christ to see him through. So what about, so love your neighbor as yourself. If you were there already, there, will you cut through? And two, you will go another level. If you are a children of the Most High God, God says to be sons of the Most High God, you will love your enemies even. So therefore, even if you are not, you arrived there earlier, just fractions of moments earlier, and the other fellow came and he wants to cut in. Let him have it. Let him have it. Why? Because your God, the maker of the universe, is inside you. Christ is in you. He will always see you through. And this great benefit in overcoming our own heart and mind, telling us stories and doing what we need to do. That is why when every day, come, start with examining, start with humbleness, start with knowing that we do not know anything as yet. Start with that and then you begin to settle. Why? Let us say, now you better, brothers and sisters, those of you who are breaking this law for some time, put a list of what you have done. This is examining time. Put a list using God's word in these three scriptures. Humble, not knowing anything as yet to know, examining yourself, and then thinking of the loving your neighbor as yourself constantly. Put a list where, who you come in contact with. Let's just take the 1 week or 2 weeks. Put a list what you've done that breaks this law of God. And then, wherever possible, ask for forgiveness. Call them and settle that wherever possible. If you cannot, not possible, you confess to God. Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. I did this. I've broken the second highest commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. I'm sorry, Lord. He will forgive you, brother. He will forgive you, sister. He will wash away you one more time. Wash away all the sins away one more time. Because he loves us. He loves us. How many times I have continued telling this way and that way until he enters you all. He loves us. He cares for you. He loves you. He will do all things for you. If you only let him. If you only let him put a list, brother and sister, this is a doing time. If you don't want to put a list where you have offended your neighbor, where you could have actually, the neighbor also may not know, where you have broken the law. For instance, if the Samaritan just walked by, the injured person won't know. But God will know, you will know. Let's say I walked by and left the fellow was injured that side and I walked the other side. and go off. Then what happens? I will know, the injured person will know. Therefore, brothers and sisters, but now, of course, we'll have concerns now, isn't it? Because there are people who are pretending to be injured and suddenly rob you and all that. So because of that, what you do? You will call the police. When you're passing by, you think you go by led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will tell you, don't be suspicious of this or whatever. Be led by the Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. You'll call the police, call the ambulance, or go to the next immediate place, next safe place to make all these arrangements. You can do something. Now put a list. If you're serious in following Christ, you're examining yourself today. You put a list of where you could have breached this, broken this commandment of God. Second highest commandment of Jesus Christ, love your neighbor as yourself. Put that and begin to settle things with the neighbors, with God, with yourself. Don't start going, I declare the name of Jesus Christ, I declare the name of Jesus Christ, I spread the gospel. No, no, God said these two highest commandments first. Love your God Almighty with all your heart, mind, soul and strength. To love your neighbor as yourself. This must do first. Do first this. And then you can also cast out, in the name of Jesus Christ, cast out every spirit of fear and confusion. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.